This is about to get crazy, y'all. All right. Coming out swinging for Rumors Proper, we've got... Oh, hello, Nerdy Legion. I don't have a whole lot of time to record, but man, we have a giant-sized episode, so I'm probably going to be talking fast, and I'm probably actually going to go over the time I've allotted myself to record. Either way, thank you for joining me right here on Comic Talk today. This is first day with the new lips. This is the Comic Talk headlines as brought to you by me, Dustin, Mr. Gentleman Nerdy himself. Let's jump into this because I got no time to waste. TV streaming news is where we're beginning, and in TV streaming, we have a large follow-up section. We also have a large news section. So, follow-ups for TV streaming, we have a new teaser trailer for Are You Afraid of the Dark? This is the second season of the reboot series over on Nickelodeon. First season was only 3 episodes. Second season, I think, is going to be 5, but don't hold me to that because I didn't put that in the notes. But check out the teaser. It's going to be cool. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Walking Dead. This one's very, very brief. We do have the official announcement that production is underway on season 11, so that's pretty awesome. Moving next into The Last of Us, we have The Last of Us series has made 2 casting announcements over the last couple of days. First being Pedro Pascal has been cast as Joel, as well as, Ellie has been announced as Bella Ramsey. If you don't know that name, you should. She was Lyanna Mormont from Game of Thrones. The little bear? Yes. She is going to be Ellie, so that's pretty freaking awesome. So, that is our follow-up section. Let's come out of the gate swinging with the news. We're going right into Mandalorian news. This one, if you have been living under a rock, you haven't heard, but there is more to the story than just what you have heard about Mandalorian and Gina Carano and Cara Dune and the firing of Gina Carano. So... this is huge. Everyone is talking about this. So my spin on this, we know that Gina Carano has been fired. There is rumors around this, so definitely stick around to the end of the show because there is going to be a whole lot of speculation and apparently a few sources are saying different things. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. So if you don't know why Gina Carano has been fired because all you've heard is she made anti-Semitic remarks, then you have been informed incorrectly. She made a very flimsy comparison between being conservative... and being made other, much like the victims of WW2 were in around that time. So without using too harsh of vocabulary so that we don't get flagged on certain outlets, it was a poor comparison, but it was no less incendiary than anything Pedro Pascal has said over the last 2.5 years, approximately, no less incendiary than anything a lot of Disney employees, people who made incendiary comments and then were moments later hired by Disney. It was by any objective standard less offensive or incendiary than anything that these people have made. But because Gina Carano does not sit well with some of the higher-ups, it seems, namely Kathleen Kennedy, then this was their excuse to get rid of her. I know I'm being biased with this because I am, you know, relatively conservative, but it just seems like I wouldn't have said the thing that she said. I don't necessarily believe the thing that she said. There is a seed of truth to the fact that that is the beginning of how you create a movement of making people less than human. I don't think that is the direction it's going necessarily, but again, we're not getting into that. It's politics and whatever. So, Gina Carano was fired for making World War II references in correlation to current happenings when just months ago, Pedro Pascal straight up called people Nazis and compared the things they're doing to concentration camps, and he's perfectly fine. So again, I think it's a little one-sided. We're gonna move right along. There has been a kind of update to this in the last few hours, in that Gina Carano has signed a new movie deal with The Daily Wire, which is a conservative news outlet. Very interesting. They did just put out their first movie, Run, Hide, Fight, not that long ago. It was actually pretty good. If you like good action movies, it's not the greatest. I wouldn't say it's going to change cinema, but it's definitely stands up to anything that's come out in the last 5 to 10 years. So if you have the opportunity, go check that out. And we will be keeping tabs on whatever this Gina Carano project becomes with The Daily Wire. As we move on, we're going to be moving on now. We're talking now about a new series called The Man Who Fell to Earth. It's coming to Paramount Plus. Remember, Paramount Plus is taking the place of CBS All Access. Reasons. The Man Who Fell to Earth is based on a novel that came out in 1963. It's also going to be based on the David Bowie movie that came out in 1976 that was also based on the novel. This one's going to be a little bit of a different interpretation of that novel, and it's going to be starring Chiwetel. I really apologize. I can never pronounce his name proper. His first name, anyway. Chiwetel Ejiofor, the bad guy, one of the main villains from the Firefly movie, or the Serenity movie, Firefly series, I guess, Serenity movie. And it's going to be the showrunner for this project is going to be Alex Kurtzman. Very interestingly, Paramount Plus very actively pursued this once Hulu announced that they were no longer going to be pursuing this. So this has been in the works for a little bit. Very excited to see what happens, because I really love Ejiofor. I think he is a fantastic actor. The man is brilliant. All right, moving right along, we are talking about Overlook Hotel is a new, also HBO Max series that is coming out. J.J. Abrams, Bad Robot, is going to be producing. It sounded like Abrams was going to be showrunning. Obviously, this is going to be based on the Shining books from Stephen King. It's going to be a prequel, though, to the Shining movie and the actual Shining book. How it's going to interplay with any of the words that Stephen King wrote, we don't know yet, but we will be keeping tabs. We're moving right along. Like I said, gotta go fast. Clue is the next piece. We have, not only do we have the movie that is in the works, the reboot movie, but now there's an announcement that there's going to be an animated series. Deadline is reporting it's an animated series. That's all we really know. That's all I can tell you. We're moving on. Next, we're talking very slightly more meta about HBO Max. HBO Max has made a couple of new announcements for new animated series that they are calling adult, quote-unquote, adult-oriented animated series, one of which is dealing with Velma from Scooby-Doo. Very interesting there. Executive producer on this is going to be Mindy Kaling. Mindy Kaling is also going to be the voice of Velma. I don't know how I feel about that. Mindy Kaling is pretty good at a lot of things. I loved her in The Office. I've loved her in quite a few movies where she kind of plays a side character to the main things going on. As a main actor, I feel like she can get on the nerves a little bit. We'll see. I love the character of Velma. Velma was always one of my favorites when I watched Scooby-Doo as a kid. So, yeah, here we go. And the other half of this one is Clone High. Clone High is getting rebooted on HBO Max. And this also is under this, quote-unquote, adult-oriented animation series banner that they've announced. We don't know a whole lot about the Clone High piece just yet. We will be keeping tabs on it. And if they announce anything else, because they made it sound like there's going to be a number of these announcements over the next little while. And then our final piece in TV streaming has to do with the Redwall series, Brian Jacques' anthropomorphic animal fantasy series that is like 20 plus books long, is going to Netflix. Now, this is not the first time that this series has been adapted into an animated series. It is going to be an animated series over at Netflix. I don't know if I said that just a moment ago. But The reason this is significant is because this is the first time that the entire 20-plus book catalog has been given to one creation studio, the rights of which, anyway, have been given to one studio. So the way this is going to start is this is going to break the mold for Netflix. So this is going to be the first actual announced instance of them starting with a movie and then spinning that movie into a series. So exactly how that's going to work, we will keep tabs on and all of that jazz. That, though, is the end of the TV streaming section. So now, let's talk about the movies. In movies, we have one follow-up, and it has to do with another casting announcement for the Borderlands movie. We now have Jack Black being announced to be playing Claptrap. So, there you go. Moving right on down the road, this next piece I probably could have or should have maybe put in rumors, but we're going to put it in here. But it has to do with Spider-Man 3, and it is Tom Holland talking to Esquire magazine saying, no, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are not actually going to be in this movie unless they're keeping a giant secret from me. And then 5 seconds later in the same interview, he says, I actually have no idea what this movie's about, and we've been shooting it for how many months at this point. So really, him saying Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield aren't going to be is kind of one of these. Just a big wink, right? I don't know. You see, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, we don't believe you, Tom. There is plenty of reason to believe elsewise. So this kind of brings up a larger point of now movie studios are having their actors outright lie, which this started with Disney. I mean, I guess this is still technically Disney, but it's Sony at the same time. This started with Disney giving us incorrect information in trailers, outright having their actors lie in interviews, doing the pre-release press runs. Very strange situation. Don't know how I feel about it, but we're moving on. Next, we have a real quick announcement also from Disney that Blue Sky Studios, which was once owned by Fox Searchlight, I believe, was owned by Fox. it is their animation studio that gave us the Ice Age series, amongst other things, is going to be shuttered come April, which kind of sucks. But, I mean, they are the competition with Pixar, right? So why would they want to keep them open if Pixar is struggling because, you know, the sickness that is everywhere, then they have two animation houses. We're going to get rid of one. Kind of makes sense from a business standpoint, from a entertainment consumption standpoint. It does not sit very well. Continuing right along with our last piece of movie news, we have Jackass 4 is nearing the end of their production. And in so doing, they have fired Bam Margera, which is a very strange thing, considering it's Jackass, and it's like Bam and Knoxville are the ones that do the Jackass. I mean, they're the ones in charge. There's also, like, all of the rest of the cast, Steve-O and so on and so forth, and Ryan Dunn, sadly, not going to be part of this one. May he rest in peace. But, so, because Bam has been fired, and because Bam is Bam, he is now calling for a boycott of the movie. No word as to whether or not they're going to keep all of his footage in the movie. I would definitely imagine they have shot plenty of scenes that they can shoot around that will... they don't need Bam as part of the movie, so we will be keeping tabs, though, as this develops. That is the end of the movies, though. Oh, rumor mill. This is about to get crazy, y'all. All right, so let's get first into refutations. This one... this refutation is technically a rumor in and of itself, so here we go. Craven, the rumor that we reported on last episode, the Keanu Reeves Craven, we actually have two updates to it, and the second of which is the refutation. So the first one is from a much more reliable source saying not only does Sony want Keanu Reeves to play Craven, but they officially offered it to him. And then an equally big source came out and said, yes, they did offer it to him, and then Keanu Reeves has turned it down. So kind of a refutation. This is all rumor. I'm going to leave it as a refutation, so we're not going to give it a percentage because this is rumor based on rumor based on rumor. So, yeah, we're moving right along. Our next one, again, coming out swinging for rumors proper, we've got Mandalorian Cara Dune. So, like, the night I uploaded the last episode is when everything hit the fan, and it went nuts. The internet went crazy, you guys. So we covered in the TV section about how she was fired, how Gina Carano has been fired. Well, there seems to be new rumors with some corroborating evidence. I haven't seen the evidence myself. This is very much rumor. There seems to be new rumors saying that Disney may have jumped the gun, or whoever was in charge of making this decision pissed off their upper ups. It's kind of a mixed, this is very much in development. It now sounds like the backlash, the internet backlash that has been exploding over the last 2-3 days is scaring Disney. And they are questioning whether or not firing Gina Carano was a good thing for the image. As I made my feelings about this pretty clear in the TV streaming section, so go back to that if you want to, if you wonder how I feel about this sec. I think this actually would be awesome. I really don't know, because the source has had some really spot on stuff before, and they're also claiming that they have multiple inside sources with Lucasfilm that are corroborating this, but the source also very much makes it clear that this is still very much rumor until we can get some other corroborating information. So, likelihood that this is a thing, this is a real tough call. I'm putting it just below half. We're going at about 40% for this, because that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't know if Disney's really that scared. I mean, honestly, it's probably a few hundred thousand fans, but it's only a few hundred thousand fans. So, we'll see. Next, we're talking about Apple. This one's a lot of fun. This is a tech rumor, which we don't get a lot of those. Tech rumor about Apple. Apple is rumored to be hard at work at some micro OLED screens, because they're working on their Apple glasses, much like Google Glass. This is Apple glasses. They're AR glasses, again, much like the Google ones. I don't see why not. Google already has this product, so it totally makes sense that Apple would do this. I'm putting this at 75% likelihood that this is a thing. I don't see why they wouldn't, but just one source. We'll see. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about Star Wars. This one's technically a Mandalorian thing too, but it could have larger repercussions throughout the rest of the Disney Star Wars universe. That is that apparently there's a new rumor saying that Darth Talon is going to be joining the Mandalorian at some point, with all of these Sith lords that are supposed to be coming to the Mandalorian. I don't know if the rule of two still holds. This is a very interesting situation. I want this to be awesome. I want this to happen. It's a very weak source, and all of the other stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we know about behind the scenes, and then the strong rumors behind the scenes, this seems like the last thing. It might be on the plate somewhere, but it's the last thing they're thinking about. So, likelihood that we will see Darth Talon in the near future, probably about 25 to 30% likelihood. In the distant future, sure. She's a Lady Sith. Like, that would be the first time we would see a Lady Sith on screen. Psh, do it. Let's go. Long term, we're looking at probably like an 80% chance, because that just totally makes sense. Next, we're talking about video game rumors. That is Silent Hill. We got another rumor about another game. So this is, now there are two games rumored to be working, to be in the works over at Konami. One of them, the rumor says, is being made in-house by Sony somehow, but then this other game is being made so it'll be a multi-platform release. There's just way too much weird about this. There's not enough corroborating evidence. We're gonna put this right about I'm not even going to go 30. I'm 25%, and that's being generous. 25% validity to this rumor. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love for it. I think that's pretty freaking awesome to think about. Next, we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog 2. This one, I think, is a joke, but we had to put it in here because it's kind of hilarious. Jason Momoa has reportedly been offered the voice role of Knuckles for the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie. I don't think that's a thing. I think that would be so freaking cool, but I don't think that's a thing. We're putting that at about 15% likelihood because that's just too silly to be real. Next, this one kind of makes sense, but it hasn't been made official announcement made around it. Just a bunch of people going, this is what's going to happen. So Warner Brothers reportedly wants to make Mortal Kombat into a movie universe. Yes, please, and thank you. I'm aside from the fact that I'm a huge Mortal Kombat nerd, I think this does make a lot of sense because Warner Brothers is looking for something to rival. I mean, everyone wants a cinematic universe, right? So this makes a lot of sense. I'm putting this one at about 70% likelihood because it is one source, relatively weak source, but it does make a lot of sense. I think the viability here is pretty solid. Our last rumor has to do with Batman the Animated Series. We now have our first rumor around this announced reboot, or continuation, I guess, saying that Kevin Conroy is in fact going to come back as the voice of the Bat. I think that would be awesome. The rumor does elaborate, saying that nothing is known about Mark Hamill's potential return as the Joker, but if they get Conroy, I would imagine they will also have the pull to get Hamill. So, likelihood for this one, again, super weak rumor. It would be awesome because Kevin Conroy is the voice of Batman. Still, the source is not solid. I cannot give this too much validity until there's more sources saying the same thing. We're putting this at I'm going to bump it up 5 more percent. 35% likely that we actually get Kevin Conroy in the return to Batman the Animated Series. And that's the rumors, guys. And that also does it for the end of the episode. So what should we talk about in the next one, guys? There is a bunch of socials you can get a hold of me on. I'm on the Twitters. I'm on the Facebooks. I'm on, just look for the Nerdy Ninja. I'm pretty much everywhere. You can also get a hold of Nerdy Legion on the Twitters. I don't know if we have a Facebook presence, but I know we got the Twitters and I know we got the website, nerdylegion.com. Over on the website, nerdylegion.com, there is a bunch of other podcasts that have to do with comics and comic culture. So go check out all of those. We put a lot of work into everything that we do. Thank you very much. Don't forget to be subscribed so that, you know, because I see the analytics. I see how many of you aren't subscribed, but you listen all the time. There's a lot of you. So yeah, all of that being said, you can also join me in my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, so that you can see, you know, the full news show. You can see my pretty face tell you about all the things. Thank you very much, nerds. We will see you next time.